All right, welcome. Emergency episode of This Table Has a Podcast.
Yes, sir.
This podcast has a table. All right, so little discrepancy here, because this will be out before our last episode we did. We had some SEC-ACC beef. This is when the first playoff bracket was announced, and the debate was if Alabama should have gone over Miami. Argue about that for probably a good hour.
It was a good argument.
It was a good hour, and then we did some predictions, and then we found out that was completely fucking pointless, because guess what? Turns out things don't go as you plan, and neither team made it, so there you go.
But that's okay, because we like arguing, so yeah, we right. enjoyed it.
It's conflict resolution right there, all right? That's just the problem solved. That's the nuclear bomb is, hey, both teams just didn't get in. So what we're going to do today is we're going to give our actual prediction of the actual bracket as it is out now, and see if we have any disputes on that since the official one is out. And we'll start with the ACC championship, fourth best conference champion, Clemson versus Texas.
Dude, I really think it could go any way, like either way. Like, Texas has been so inconsistent this year, so has Clemson. I think, honestly, I think it could go either way. I would not put the line on Texas, because I think it's like 11.5. Texas, I would
put the line on.
That's what I'm saying. The line is, I would put all my money on Clemson to cover 11.5. That's why I think it's gonna be a close game. I could definitely see Clemson beating them.
Well, the only thing we have to go off of was Clemson getting beat by Georgia earlier in the season was much worse than Texas. Of course, first game of the season, tough to tell. Team's still getting chemistry,
and they about beat South Carolina.
Honestly, they're just
inconsistent.
I agree with you. I would take Clemson on the line. That being said, I think Texas wins.
Yeah, I think all right. Texas got a better shot.
But I see why the line's that. It's not the worst line to give, really.
Yeah, I think they're giving way too many points to Texas.
I don't know, just
how Texas really hasn't played that hard of a schedule, either. So that's,
solid defense.
I don't think we really know who Texas is. I think
playing Georgia twice and only losing by a couple points each time, taking
well,
overtime
they
in the SEC
yeah,
championship.
They should have beat them.
Should have beat them, faint, missing some field goals. Yeah. I'd take Texas, though.
I'd probably take Texas.
Okay. Move Texas on. So they'd play Arizona State. Tennessee, Ohio State.
I mean, I'm leaning Ohio State since it's at home. I think it's going to be a close matchup. I think the points over under is 47. I would definitely take the under.
Here's the thing.
It's gonna be a low scoring game.
We mentioned this in the one that'll be out after this. The one we did before. I've got faith in the Vols.
I know you do. I think they can win the game.
Well, no, they can. That's the thing. Is they have the team to beat the Ohio State Buckeyes. They do, if the right team shows up. The thing is that we have slow starts. We've had slow starts all season. Ohio State's coming off that loss to Michigan, wanting to probably prove something because it's at home. Michigan fans probably a little angry. If Ohio State starts screwing up early, man, they might be getting booed in the first half, and they'd be calling for Ryan Day's head fast. So that might light a little fire in their ass, and they get going. Or they're nervous because of that. Tennessee, by that same token, has a good run offense. Michigan kind of ran pretty well on Ohio State's defense.
It did, but Ohio State has the best defense in the country.
They do, but...
And Tennessee's right behind them. They're at like 3.
That's what I'm saying. Defense for defense, we can go pound for pound that way, which offense shows up. I don't know, man. Our offense is probably a little better than theirs.
And just I think, more inconsistent than theirs, though.
Maybe. They only put up 10 against Michigan.
Oh, I know. It was a bad showing.
Bad showing. I lean towards Ohio State, though.
If it was at Neyland, I would take Tennessee for sure.
Oh, I would too. At home, I think we rip them. I still think we might.
Did you see Ohio State's athletic director? Did you see him having to tell fans to not sell tickets to Tennessee fans?
Hey, man.
Tennessee fans gonna show up.
Oh yeah, dude. They better not lose to us, dude. They might lose their goalpost in the river. All right. I've already seen in many Vol groups the route of how you get the goalpost to the river.
They're already checking
the flags on the O, and the goalpost is in the river. That is what could happen And Buckeye Nation would definitely fire Ryan Day if that happened.
Oh, yeah.
If they lost and we took their goalpost. Oh,
right. Which would still be crazy to fire him. That would still be crazy to fire
Insane,
him.
Insane, right?
Yeah. Dude's lost, like, what, like 10 games in 4 years, 5 years?
Spoiled fan base, dude.
It's wild.
It's a spoiled fan base. I mean, they're like, we demand excellence. All right, you got to beat Michigan. You got to win titles. Sure, that's fine. Fire Ryan Day. Get you an average-ass coach to where you're going, like, 8-4, 9-3. Let's see if you're...
See if you regret that decision or not.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
What's the next one?
So, next one, SMU-Penn State.
I'm leaning toward SMU. I think Penn State's a little overrated.
It's Penn State at home, though. They show they can score. And it's going to be... I got to take Penn State on this one, man.
They're saying it might be below 32. Might be pretty cold.
Okay.
So, which would definitely help Penn State. But
100%. I mean, SMU had a decent showing against Clemson, man. But I just think if you can't beat Clemson, I'd probably lean.
But I think
Penn
I'd
State.
Take Clemson over Penn State too. I think Penn State's a little overrated.
Well, I think they are too. I just also don't think SMU is like superior.
No. They just got they're
I
really
mean, the line.
Explosive.
The line is 7 or no? Line's 8.5. It's at Penn State, man.
I would definitely take the SMU. Line right there for right. With
I'll let you take
but.
SMU. I'm not backing off on that one, dude. Okay. I think Nittany Lions still beat them.
You think
man.
So?
Yeah, absolutely. Better team. I'll let you keep it though if you want.
I can go either way.
Yeah, I'll keep you for the next bracket. All right, Indiana Notre Dame.
I'm taking the Fighting Irish. I think Indiana is way overrated. They've had a great season, but
yeah.
That's. I don't know. The offense looked really bad against Ohio State. So.
Yeah, I think the Catholics are going to take the Hoosiers. They're going to take them in the confessional, put a rosary on the door, and just buck them.
Yeah, take the home state.
That's right. All right, Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, move on. All right, so Texas-Arizona State.
I mean, probably taking Texas, right?
Texas. Yeah. Not even an argument there. Arizona State's feisty, though.
They are. I don't know how they're a 4 seed. It's kind of crazy, but
they've looked good as well.
Yeah, but they literally haven't played anybody. So I mean,
make the same argument for the ACC.
Not exactly.
ACC
I think
the Big 12 are like brothers.
Oh man,
in a lot of ways. As far as just
let's just say we'll take Texas.
All
how
right.
about that?
We'll take Texas.
No, we don't have to shit on the ACC.
That's fine. So. That's fine. They're. Probably done anyway after first round. All right, Ohio State, Oregon.
Taking Oregon.
I think here's what I think. If Tennessee wins the Ohio State game, I think Oregon beats them. I think if Ohio State wins that game, though, I'm taking Ohio State.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a close game.
It's tough to beat a team twice.
It is. And Ohio State, they probably got the best team money can buy in general. So
they do. I think when they get going, they get going. I would take them over Oregon the second time, though.
Okay, that's fair. It's a toss-up game.
All right. I'll keep yours, though. So you got SMU-Boise State. Who's winning that game for you?
SMU.
Okay. I'll take Penn State again over Boise.
I like it.
Yeah. So
both underappreciating Boise State.
Little
Watch
bit.
Them win the title here.
They probably could. I mean, you want to talk about – I mean, I think we agreed on this one, man. You talk about – not really playing anybody.
Yeah. I mean, they played Oregon. They only lost to Oregon by 3.
It did. But again, that was Oregon also played Idaho, I think it was. They only won by 10. That was just early season before Oregon got going. Like, it's hard to determine first 2 weeks. So I ain't judging off that yet.
That's fair.
Yeah. All right. Georgia and Notre Dame. Georgia.
Is Carson Beck going to be playing? Hmm? Carson Beck's
going to play. I don't even think he has to play, man. I think Georgia still wins that game. I think they just run it through them.
Probably take Georgia, whoever's playing quarterback. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Right. I mean, they got a good team in general.
So, Final Four here. Texas, and you've got Oregon, correct?
Yeah.
You taking Oregon?
Yep.
Texas, Oregon, who you got?
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Probably Oregon, I think Oregon's overrated, being like the best team in the country. But I think they probably beat Texas. I think Texas is overrated also, so they haven't played much of anybody other than Georgia.
Well, I can give you my pick then, easy on that one. Not easy, but you're right. Oregon Texas would be a great matchup. That being said, I think Texas runs through either Oregon or Ohio State, whoever wins that game.
Like beats them bad? Like run?
No, just beats them.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they beat them. I think they're a better team. Oregon's a good team, though. Ohio State's a good team. That's – God, I love playoffs. All right. So, I'm taking Texas. You're going to take Oregon in the finals then?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, you got SMU, Georgia. Who you got? Be honest with yourself.
Georgia.
Just yeah. Messing with you. Be honest with yourself. Georgia.
We'll take SMU for the national champions, you know?
Yeah. I'm sure that's – you really need that one. The conference needs that one, dude.
You would have to apologize to me if SMU ends up winning the Natty.
Well, it's a good thing I just won't have to worry about that. So Texas and Georgia, you got Oregon and Georgia, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Oregon or Georgia? Who do you got?
I mean, probably Oregon. I just think the they're going to be favored in every matchup they're in. I just think they probably have a better shot of winning it all than anybody else. I would take the field over Oregon. But going from matchup to matchup, I mean, I think Oregon probably.
See, I just don't think they can get past Ohio State a second time. I don't know. I mean, matchup.
Like Oregon, Georgia, what would you take?
Georgia.
You take Georgia?
Yeah, dude. They know how to win. They're just
depends on who's playing quarterback, too, man. That matters. Like,
I mean, it does. And like I said, I'm not trying to under-favor Oregon here. Oregon's the only unbeaten team in the country. But, man... Georgia just knows when to show up and play. The only team I take over Georgia is what I said, Texas. I said this in the episode that will be released after this. Texas plays Georgia a third time. I take Texas. It's hard to beat a team three times in a season.
That's true.
So, I've got Texas winning
it all.
You
wouldn't have anybody else being able to beat Oregon? Or be, beat Oregon?
That
other
would.
Other than Texas or Georgia?
No, I had Ohio State.
Oh, Ohio State, okay.
Yeah, I said Ohio State, I think, beats them the second time.
Okay.
They play again. Ohio State's more familiar with them. They get off a good win against Tennessee. Then they're, you know, the engine's going at that point, I think. And, again, best roster money can buy. I just don't think they beat Texas. Texas has a little bit more. I think that Texas has a little bit more.
Yeah, they got a little bit more firepower. Depends on Quinn Ewers, too.
It's true.
He can't really get that velocity on the ball right now.
Well, you got Arch Manning in the wing. He plays just fine. Dude, yeah. I take him over for Georgia is.
I mean, they should play Arch anyway, even if...
I know. Arch is going to be a monster next year. But no, dude, I think Texas wins it all, whether they play Georgia, SMU, Boise State, whoever it is in the final. I think if they make it that far, they've got enough consistent pieces to win it.
I disagree.
I mean, Oregon's not a bad pick. I'm not.
I know. I just think Texas. I think we're going to see Texas get exposed by somebody. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know which game, but I think they're going to look bad in one of these games.
I think they already had their quote unquote exposure game, and it was Georgia the first time at Texas.
No, I think it's going to be somebody worse than Georgia. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think so, man. If they can handle A&M, and they can play, should have beat Georgia. They can handle any of these teams. Yeah,
they can. I don't know.
I don't know what you're exposing from them though. What
I think they're. I think they're going to lose bad in one of these games.
You really think that Texas is going to lose bad in one of these games?
In one of them, yeah. I think they're going to look bad in one of these games.
I don't think so, dude.
Maybe not. We'll see. That's what I'm saying. That's
got
my
the good
that's
defense.
My, that's my bold prediction. So,
I don't.
You got a bold prediction. That's my bold prediction.
Tennessee wins it all.
That's a bold one. That's a bold one.
Hey, we don't get embarrassed in games.
No, but y'all got a tough road, dude.
We got the toughest road.
Tough road.
Ohio State, then Oregon, then
Georgia,
probably Texas, and Texas. Then Georgia. Yeah. Like, it's stupid.
Can't win four of those games in a row.
Dude,
I don't think, man. There's just
all right. Just being honest here, though, the committee is against Tennessee.
Nah, the committee is against Miami. What are we even talking about? You know, don't even
no,
like
no,
you
no,
mention
no,
Tennessee.
No, no,
we had the
no,
same
no,
record,
no, no,
and y'all
no, no,
got
no.
in. So that's you know.
Yeah, but they're but they're willing to give 10-2 Ohio State over us for the home game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
yeah. We played a better schedule than Ohio State. Then.
I guess so.
I know so.
I guess so. They didn't lose to Arkansas, but they did lose to Michigan.
They lose to Michigan. It's about like losing to Arkansas. It's close. Michigan wasn't that good this year.
No, they weren't. They started looking better at the end of the year, though. Yeah. But they win like three in a row or something.
What's weird is Ohio State and Tennessee is actually very similar. That's why it's such a great game.
Both good defenses.
Both great defenses. I think we still have a little bit better offense. That's why I'm like, I won't be surprised if we win that game.
But inconsistent.
But inconsistent. Ohio State has some inconsistency. We both lost in just a horrible fashion to much lesser teams. Theirs happened to be a rivalry game. Ours, if we didn't rough the kicker on a punt, roughing the punter, we would have won the Arkansas game. Blows my mind that we just sleepwalk through that game, dude. And then we sleepwalk through the next, like, six games and
yeah, you kept,
won.
You kept Kentucky in the game for three quarters.
Won, though,
and they
dude.
Were
kept Alabama, the sleepwalk
game.
Through
Florida,
sleepwalk through Alabama. We sleepwalk not scoring in the first half for, like, four or five games, and we're just like, yeah, we'll win. And we did.
If you do that,
we showed up against Georgia, and Georgia decided to play their best game of the year. That's the best game I've seen Georgia play all year was against us.
Yeah, if you give Ohio State 14 quick ones like you did Vandy, though, you ain't coming back.
No. And that's what I worry about. I worry that we're, I don't know. And it's supposed to be 20 degrees up there. So
that'll be chilly.
Be very chilly. I guess that's really the closest bowl prediction I can give, is because that's the only team I could see just somehow just pulling some bullshit and win it all would be Tennessee. I don't see – well, I'll give you – oh, you know what? If I'm really being bold on a hot take, I mean really being bold, the only other team I could see would be yours.
What?
Clemson.
Clemson what? Winning it all?
No, making a run, not winning at all. They don't get past the semis.
But they're so inconsistent too, dude. Like,
oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said it's extra bold to take that one, because Tennessee, you could see it. Tennessee has a close game every game. Great defense, great offense. They're in it regardless. Clemson's a lot more inconsistent than we, but they have a good offense.
They do. Their defense isn't as great.
No, and that's why I think they just get beat by Texas though, and just. You know, shut the door on that. That would be my – because I'm sorry, man. I don't see SMU. I mean, maybe getting the semis, just because if they get lucky against Penn State, then they can beat Boise State. And
that's going to be my boldest prediction here. It's going to be Clemson is going to be the one that embarrasses Texas. And that line is 11.5. So that's
wow.
There we go.
God, that is a bold take.
So –
That's a very bold take.
Let's see what happens when it happens.
What are the odds on Clemson embarrassing Texas?
Probably win a lot.
What's
of money.
Embarrassing? How many points? What's the spread on?
I mean, if it's 11.5 and you lose by 7, that's 18 points from the spread. Like that's
no, you don't lose by 7. I'm saying in real, not betting terms.
Okay, I mean 14.
You think Clemson beats Texas by 14 in the hot take?
I think they could. I
think they could.
Yeah. Think they could. Nah. I don't think they will, but I think they definitely could.
I hate Dabo enough that I just would never give him the satisfaction.
Mr. Don't use the transfer. He actually got a transfer portal person this week. So
of course he did. He wants to keep his job.
Yeah. I don't know who it was. I can't remember who they picked up, but they got somebody and they're like, you know, pretty against using the transfer portal, but
I just feel like I would not ever want to play for Dabo if I ever had that talent or anything, dude. I'd be like one of the last people I'd want to play for.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like it'd suck.
Just go play for Mario Cristobal, you know.
Or Josh.
Or Mr. Heupel.
Join the hype train, dude. Dude, the hype train putting people in the NFL, getting some numbies and getting some wins, dude.
You know, if you just transfer as a good quarterback to Miami, we'll make you a top five draft pick.
Same with Tennessee.
Who's going to be a top five draft pick?
Nico.
If he went to the NFL draft right now, he would
not
be.
Now,
okay, okay,
calm down.
That's what I'm saying.
Not everybody's fucking Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
Settle down, dude.
You just said he made him a top five pick. That's he has not.
Who's y'all's last top five pick? Oh, what's his name from us? Pierce.
Oh, James Pierce.
James Pierce.
He won't be a top five, will he?
Top 10, maybe.
Probably, yeah.
Great defender. Could be.
We'll see.
I'm just saying, dude.
We'll see.
You're like saying, oh, who's top? There you go, James Pierce. James Pierce is going. Brew McCoy is going.
You're
definitely
back.
Dylan Sampson's going. What's his name? Our was it DB? Damn, what's his name?
McCoy. Gerald McCoy.
Yeah. He's going.
Probably the second best corner coming out, so.
Good team. Go play for Josh. Join the hype train. Fuck Miami.
Fuck Miami.
No,
fuck
look, Tennessee. No. This is why you can't go to Miami, dude. You want to go to the NFL, right? You have to play NFL caliber competition. You can't be playing in the ACC, fucking, you know, playing peewee ball.
If you want your stats to look better, I mean, hey.
Yeah, you want all flash and no real chutzpah in it. Yeah, go play in the ACC.
Get your money. Yeah.
Oh, we pay.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, we pay. We pay and we get you built up to get paid more, all right? High success rate in the NFL, too, for most Tennessee turnarounds.
You get paid for 9 years being at Miami. Ask
Oh, I McCormick. Know, man. It takes about 9 years to finish college at Miami, don't it?
Hey, whatever it takes.
If
I was getting paid every
year, that might be the under on a Miami graduate, dude.
You know why? It's because we're making all doctors over here. That's why it takes
you.
That's the reason.
Yeah, dude. Pretty sure if I walked into a doctor's office and I said, where'd you graduate from? University of Miami. I'd be like, ooh, okay. And at least it's not major surgery. Yeah. No.
Do they even have Tennessee doctors? I don't even know if I've ever seen a doctor in Tennessee. I don't know.
Oh, you've never seen a doctor in Tennessee?
I don't even.
If you don't have insurance, you can't go to Ballin. I guess you probably haven't. It's hard to see a doctor if you can't go to Ballin. You don't have insurance, so.
That's true.
Under the thumb, dude.
Monopoly around here.
Yeah. We got the sister school, ETSU. They got a good doctor program.
So they bought Ballin owns the Franklin Hospital now.
Oh, they own all of them.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a hospital in the area they don't own.
No, you gotta go to Morristown, I think.
Maybe Knoxville.
Yeah.
UT's. Oh yeah, UT Med, dude. What are we talking about here?
I mean, yeah.
We get doctors.
Yeah. That's true.
No one said, I went to Miami because I heard they got this new cool
Miami
cure for
Medicine
cancer.
School? You know?
Miami Medicine School? Yeah. That's probably
what they call it.
That's teaching you how to cure hangovers, man. That's Miami Med.
That's what they need to know down there.
Yeah.
It's got the important stuff.
They're teaching you how to fucking, you know, come out of a butt chug blackout. I hear they got a pill for that in Miami. Miami Med.
They probably do.
They probably do.
They probably got something on the works.
What, set the seventh floor College of Medicine?
Seventh floor.
the real scholars, dude.
That's the OGs right there.
See, they're in the lab. I've heard they've been in the lab on the seventh floor, dude. You know, no telling what they're cooking up in that lab.
You probably don't want to know.
I've heard. I've heard what they've cooked up on the seventh floor.
If you're in the fifth floor, you probably hear it. So that's what.
Be surprised they made a hole all the way to the fifth floor. But yeah, those are pretty good predictions, I think. Matt, where are we at?
About 25 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
I was trying to think if I had anything else, really. I mean, this was really just sum up the playoff stuff from where we had argued it before.
Give some accurate predictions here.
Yeah, get some actually what's going to happen. We'll see. I mean, this will determine how actually equal you feel that the conferences are now. Because let's be honest, dude. If it goes Texas and Georgia in the finals, which I think that's kind of how it'll play out.
I mean, we're leaving one of the best ACC teams out of the whole thing anyway, though. So that's what I'm saying.
Who's Syracuse?
Okay.
Oh, no, who are you talking about?
Okay.
Oh, fill me in here.
No, I don't know.
I need information.
You know.
Oh, you're talking about the Miami College of Medicine?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Go Canes.
It's a tough pill to swallow. You can't get the playoffs, ain't it?
Go Canes.
Yeah.
If you would have told me at the beginning of the year that we would lose two games all year by a combined 9 points away, both of them were away, I would have been like, okay, yeah.
Would you have been happy?
Yeah.
Why aren't you happy then?
Because we're not in the playoffs.
Oh.
If you'd have told me, hey, we wouldn't be in the playoffs, I'd be like, you're crazy.
So you're lying to yourself.
Doesn't every fan...
Denial is the first. What is it? Denial? Is it denial, Matt? The first step of grief.
I think so.
Yeah, you're just in denial, dude.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you'll get there. You'll accept it soon enough, dude.
You got to have the years of denial to enjoy the years that you actually prosper.
Well, see, that's the thing. The beauty of it is if you go through a long enough death period, as the Tennessee football program did, you get to acceptance to a point of you're just in denial every week that you can win a game. So you're winning, and it's just like, I guess.
You just call it hopeful. That's what
it's just you have a more realistic understanding. Did you ground it? You touch grass. So you'll get there.
Hey, we had our glory years.
3 more years. Because, see, we were 98. You're 2001. So give you 3 more years of, you know, living in denial, and then you'll be like, oh yeah, we should just be lucky if we fucking win.
Well, that's what I feel sorry for Nebraska. They've been bad for even longer than that. So it's been like 40 years for them.
Are they going to come back?
Mm.
What's his name's good?
Raiola?
Lil Patty?
Did you see him giving autographs the other day on the side because people were calling Patrick Mahomes? He was at the Chiefs game.
Oh, dude, that's beautiful.
Yeah, they were like, Patrick Mahomes. He started signing them Patrick Mahomes on like fake autographs.
He's got to branch out his own brand, though, right? Yeah. You can't be a quarterback like that and just play an imitation.
Hey, might get him known.
I guess. That video game gets him known. He was my quarterback, dude. I was his running back, man. That's my boy.
Was he good on the game? I haven't used him on the game.
Yeah, because I was good on the game.
Okay.
And hand the ball off, and we're good.
Yeah, we're all right.
There's a couple times he should have handed it off. He's over here trying to, you know, freaking throw a slant or something, and it's like, give me the ball, dude. But, you know how coaches can be, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, no, I don't think Nebraska comes back for a little while. It's still looking pretty, what was their coach's name? It's,
I went through so many now. I don't know who it is now.
It was an NFL guy, wasn't it? Hold on, I'm going to look it up. I
can't remember.
Great podcasting. All right, Nebraska football.
Head.
Coach.
Oh,
Matt Rhule.
Okay, yeah, Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule.
I should have known that.
Yeah, I had to think for a second. I don't know if Matt Rhule's the guy.
I doubt it.
Is Nebraska happy, though, if they're like 8-4 every year?
No.
Probably not, right?
They gotta win a chip at some point. Or at least compete for one.
Too much history, right?
Barely making bowl games. Yeah, way too much history.
True. I don't know.
That's when college football is good. Miami and Nebraska both being
good. The problem is, man, you gotta give, unless there's bombing, dude, you gotta give coaches at least like 4 years.
Oh yeah. That's been Cristobal. I mean, the first year we won like 3 games or something like that. Yep. It was bad, and then we won, you know, more, and then obviously this year. So
Josh made us a bowl game every year. Just got it, dude.
Sometimes you got it.
Yeah. ETSU's coach, he left. Trey Smith, I think's his name. Trey.
Where'd he go?
Where did he go? Was it like Tulsa or somewhere?
It was Tulsa?
Somewhere like that, dude. Yeah, he's moving up. Trey Lamb, that's who it was. Sorry. Trey Lamb. Let me see where he went. He was a good coach, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he got us back quick. Trey Lamb, where did you go now? It is Tulsa.
Mm.
Tulsa King.
Tulsa had a good year this year.
Yeah.
They were ranked for a while.
Tulane.
Oh, that was Tulane.
Tulane.
Yeah.
I know. I get them confused, too. Tulsa's the one in Oklahoma that you think should probably be in, like, Louisiana, Mississippi.
Yeah, right.
It's not. It's just out there in, you know, fucking panhandle whatever crap. So, or is that Florida? Does Oklahoma have a panhandle?
I don't.
They got that little, they look like they got a little pistol panhandle.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a little pistol panhandle there. I think Tulsa might be close to that. I don't know. Have you ever seen Tulsa King?
I haven't. I want to watch it, though.
It's good. Stallone's good in it.
Rocky.
Yeah. The same dude that did Yellowstone. I know you still haven't seen that, dude. Also a good show. Acting's a little piss poor. Season 5, last half of it.
Not good.
Good writing. Yeah, acting's just, it's like they phoned it in, man. It's like they're just like, we don't have Kevin Costner anymore. Let's just get this season done with.
Yeah, he died on it, right?
Yeah. No, spoilers.
Too bad. Said the first show.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, you said he's not on it anymore, so, you know.
Well, I don't know, man. He might have just went out and said, fuck it.
Fuck
it, man. I fucked this land. I'm going to go to Canada.
This land is all I got.
Yeah. This land. I'm going to be governor. All right. I'm going to be governor. I'm going to get shot. leave nothing behind to my kids because I'm a selfish prick.
It's all about the land.
It's all about the land and the cattle and the cowboys that feed this land. A lot of good. The show is decent story, power moves, Beth crying, and someone getting beat up, and then just a bunch of shots of gorgeous scenery while country music plays for like 3 minute spans.
But it's kind of entertaining, right?
Oh, it's so entertaining. It's a good show, dude. It's a great show. Highly recommend it.
And Beth looks still kind of, she still kind of looks hot even when she's crying.
Nah, I hate Beth, dude.
Do you?
She gets on my nerves so bad.
You don't like seeing that makeup run everywhere?
No. Me and my wife are both like, would just punch her in the mouth if really? We could. Yeah. God.
See, I haven't watched the show, so I've only seen like clips. Yeah. So I haven't seen like much. But
you like it. It's good. It's some cowboy gangster kind of shit. So it's like a modern Western in a way.
I need to check it out.
Yeah. Even Kevin Costner's good. Because Kevin Costner's just kind of a baller like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'd be hard to be, especially in like a show like that.
Yeah.
Like a country show.
I've been rewatching Harry Potter series now since it's close to Christmas. And I'm not seeing them in like a decade. Actually, I've not even seen the last two movies. I've never seen the seventh and part two of the seventh.
I haven't either.
How many of them have you seen?
Man, like bits and pieces of every one of them.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Going back, they're good.
Yeah.
They're good.
They are good.
Yeah. Good movies. I highly recommend it. Great time of the year to do it because they got some good Christmas, just cozy vibes.
Oh, yeah.
And shit. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my opinion on Harry Potter and Yellowstone, though. Spin off the playoffs.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll wrap up. We'll see y'all next time.
Peace.